that's just overlapping strips of wood like shingle. Okay. I mean, they overlap like shingle. It's just like one, usually 1/4 or 1/6.
Mm-hmm. And you call what now?
I never really thought about it.
But you've heard other people call them?
I read the book. I worked for a painter.
Uh-huh. So that's what he called it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, you do some carpeting work. You do what to the nail?
Hammer.
And you
drive the nail.
And yesterday you
drove the nail.
And you have
driven.
And you will
drive.
Okay. Now, this kind of question is a college student's mad at. What do you call the part that covers the top of your house here?
Roof.
Okay. And do you have a name for where the roof joins together there? You don't have any name for that? Okay.
No.
What about, is there a separate building for a place where your father keeps his tools and stuff, or is that all down in the basement?
Most of it's in the basement.
Now, what about your grandfather's house? Is that the same thing, or?
My uncle had most of the grandparents are dead now, but my uncle and my aunt live in the house.
Okay.
And about a year before that, he had a garage type building built where he keeps all his tools in it.
And does he just call it a garage, or does he, you ever heard it called a woodshed or anything else? Is it always, it's a garage then? Okay.
There's a tool shed out there, an old tool shed out there.
Okay, now what's the difference between a tool shed and a garage?
One, never.
Okay, that's always the same basic thing.
I guess it would be because that one was my grandfather's, that's just what he called it in this, but my uncle built that, plus it's bigger, and you can't drive a car
in it. You can't drive a car in it, which is why you call it a garage, but your grandfather would have called it a tool shed. When he kept it on. Now, you obviously have indoor plumbing. Do you remember anybody ever talking about the days when you didn't have it?
Oh, my grandparents.
Okay.
The house does.
Okay, and then what kind of... What
outhouse.
Is, okay, an outhouse is what you call it. Any other names for it?
No.
Okay. What do you do when you... Something happens, you a noise outside, and what happens? You
hear it.
Okay, and then you have...
I've heard it.
And you will...
Hear it.
Okay. And, let me see. If a friend came back to town, somebody asks you, have you seen him, and you just haven't run into him yet, what do you say?
Haven't seen him.
Okay. Does your brother like ice cream?
Yes, he does.
Okay. If a man lets his farm get all run down, doesn't seem to care about it, you might say to somebody who asks, I really don't know, but he just, he's let it run down, he just...
Doesn't care about it, or he's
okay.
Lazy.
Okay. If you don't know the reason for something, and I ask you, do you know what's wrong? And you say, what?
I don't know.
Okay. What happened to that play rehearsal? Let's say the play rehearsal goes bad. I say, what happened out there? You just really aren't positive. What do you say to him?
I would say it sucked.
Yeah, right. That's the same way of saying it. Yeah, but you just didn't know what happened to it. Okay. What if you say that? Would I say, did Lee Harvey Oswald really shoot President Kennedy? And you were trying to tell me that most folks thought that. What would you say?
A lot of people would go along with that. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say most people think so.
Okay. Now you say you live in this is a shingle.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is it called? It's a what?
Frame house.
Okay, and if there were two of them, you'd say you had two?
Frame houses.
Okay. Now, on a farm, you usually have another building besides the house. We keep the
barn.
Okay. And is there a separate place? I'm asking a lot of these things about the farm, not necessarily because your father or your grandfather was farming, but just